Tonight on the Invention Laboratory, we swallow the hard truth about your big invention idea. And that is, you need to walk away. You need to grab those design drawings, marketing materials, industry stats, and prototypes, and throw them in a drawer and just shut it. I mean, it's time to face facts. Even though you've created the best product of the year in your mind, and every market test you've done has come back positive, the truth is, you need a break. It's not that you can't handle your projects or that you're somehow not as strong as those creators that have a seemingly endless supply of energy and ideas and go-go-go messaging. It's simply that creativity needs room to grow and develop. And as you start to hone in on the finish line for your project, your ability to see the big picture is all but lost. You become so focused on wrapping it up that you miss opportunities. You overlook what most people consider trivial details, and the idea of changing anything on your project at this point will actually make you physically ill. For almost 15 years, I've watched creators reach this point and mentally throw in the towel right before the goal line. They're stressed beyond belief, they've spent a considerable amount of money to get to this point, and they can feel the breaking point coming. Now, if you're doing this on your own and you don't have a team that you're working with, it's really hard to be objective and realize when you need a break from your project and not a breakdown from your project. Self-care is the single most selfless thing that you can do for a project and for those that have been by your side throughout the entire process. If you're not firing on all cylinders, you're going to be of little to no help to the people around you. Remember, this is your dream, not theirs. If you lose focus and you start mailing it in, what motivation do they have to give their all to your project? How can you expect them to carry you across the finish line if you appear to have moved on to the next project or that you've mentally checked out? Take a break. Use those airline miles, hotel points, or simply fire up Airbnb and find a house in the woods to decompress with your family, your pets, or just embrace a solo mission. The point is you need to reconnect with your why. Why are you putting yourself through this development process? Why is it so important that this product makes it to the market? And most importantly, why are you the one that needs to get it there? This time away will allow you to reset, and you need to do that now more than ever. Well, Curtis, why is that? Well, have you ever written a paper for class or an email to a friend or a coworker or a manager where it was extremely important that you get the best grade or response possible? And then you read through it after you've hit send, only to have typos and grammar issues stick out like a sore thumb, knowing that there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. Now, can you imagine doing that with your product? Imagine typos on your sales sheet, data figures for projected sales that don't add up, entering the wrong measurements on your technical drawings when filing patent protection. Can you imagine spelling the company's name wrong in marketing material, knowing that it's in your invention brief more than 100 times? Yeah, me either. I say that with the utmost sarcasm because I've been that guy. Early on in my career, I developed packaging for a family tool brand, and I spelled the family's last name wrong on every single piece of marketing material. When I say I apologized all over my shoes, that is an understatement. Luckily, the customer caught it before production files were sent to the manufacturer. In this industry, you get one shot at a first impression. Don't blow it because you're ready for this uncomfortable period in your process to be over. Take a break. Come back to the office, grab the project out of the drawer, and look at it with fresh eyes. Look for additional opportunities, such as additional industries that could benefit from the technology, the product, or the business strategy. Now, I'm not suggesting that it's possible to perfect your product. No, not at all. I simply want you to be able to put your best foot forward so that when companies, investors, and buyers make suggestions, you can take them in stride, make the adjustments, and then prepare to meet with them again. In all reality, the way you envision your product at conception is going to be vastly different from what it looks like as a final product. Products have to be able to evolve based on marketing suggestions, product analysis, market conditions, budgetary constraints, material availability, which is a huge issue at the moment, supply chain and distribution factors. Change is inevitable, but what's necessary is being a creator that has a clear, coachable, and adaptable perspective on where and how their product will make its way to store shelves, into catalog pages, or appear in a digital listing. Now, if you don't take a step back now, recharge, and do your very best to perfect what you can before a presentation to a company, your dream will die in your head long before a company's representative has a chance to kill it. Self-care, preparation, and clarity are the key components to any successful product launch. Take a break, walk away from your invention. Thanks for tuning in to episode 53, and as always, reach out to me with any questions you'd like to have answered in future episodes. Until next time, take care.